Hey, everybody. We got a distinguished guest this morning. He's the 21st Surgeon General of the United States, and he also was the 19th Surgeon General appointed by President Barack Obama from 2014 to 2017. And prior to being appointed again as Surgeon General, he served as co-chair on President Biden's Coronavirus Advisory Board. And today, we're going to discuss how COVID-19 vaccinations are the only way to end this pandemic. Please welcome to the show Dr. Vivek Murthy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, we need to have you on because there's such a debate going on today about the vaccine. Should you? Shouldn't we? There seems to be a certain sector of the population that's refusing the vaccine. So we all know that COVID-19 has caused a lot of suffering for millions of Americans. That's not up for debate. And many of us have lost family members to COVID-19, including you. That's true, sir? Could you share that with us?
Well, you know, up until a few weeks ago, I was sharing from time to time that I'd lost 7 family members to COVID-19. Just actually this past week, we lost 2 more family members. So, you know, but I'm also aware that I'm not that different from a lot of people out there who have lost family and friends to this terrible virus. It's one of the reasons I want to see this pandemic end, because we've just lost so many people. Well, you know, over now 560,000 people in our country to this virus. And so we got to put an end to it. And it does turn out that getting vaccinated is the fastest, surest path to get there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, look, man, we're sorry for your loss. So many people in this country have lost loved ones, which kind of amazes me at some of the reservations that people have about this vaccination. Now, we've seen firsthand the sense of relief that being vaccinated can bring you, because we've all been vaccinated on this show, Dr. Murthy.
Yes, that's great to hear.
Yes, we have.
How are the vaccinations going so far in the U.S.?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, overall, it's going pretty well. I think it's going better than we could have anticipated at this point. Right now, more than 150 million people in our country have received at least one shot of the vaccine. That's more than 50% of all adults in America. And with this many people, what's been really interesting, Steve, is that the number two things we've learned. One is that this continues to be a really effective vaccine. If you look at people who are seniors, who are 65 and up, it turns out that they've gotten vaccinated in large numbers, and the death rate has dropped by more than 80% in that population, which is pretty extraordinary. But what's also happened is that the safety profile of these vaccines has also remained really strong. So very, very few in the way of, you know, any serious side effects, which is really good. That's what you want. You know, as a doctor, I think about this in the context of the conversations I've had with patients over the years, you know, sitting with them at their bedside, trying to make decisions about what they should take in terms of medicines. And look, I think if people out there have questions about the vaccine, that's okay. You know, if you have questions, you should get answers to them. You should be careful, right, and thoughtful about what treatments you take. But I think the good news here is you've got in this vaccine something that's really effective at preventing COVID. And the side effects that you hear about, because I know some people, you know, are worried about it, you know, this thing have lasting side effects. The side effects that most people experience actually are fever, chills, body ache, headache, and fatigue. And those last on the order of hours, whereas the protection you get lasts for months or maybe longer. So the bottom line is that getting vaccinated is the fastest way, really, to get back to the people and the activities we love. It has benefits that are really high, the risks are really low, and that's a pretty good deal, you know, as far as medicines and vaccines go.
Let me ask you this. What are the major things that we can do to help end this pandemic? What are the major things we can do?
Well, it's a great question, Stephen. I'll say that what makes me feel hopeful about the future is that we are in such a better place now than we were a year ago. We still, by the way, we still have too many infections going on per day, on the average of 40,000 or more infections still every day in the United States. But we have a way to turn this pandemic around, and that's the vaccine. So the key thing that we've got to do is, number one, get vaccinated ourselves. Number two, turn around and look at the people in your life, your family, your friends, the people you care about, and ask them if they've got a plan to get vaccinated. We know that, you know, half the people in this country who are waiting to get vaccinated, they say that a conversation with a family member or a friend could make the difference in what they decide to do. That means that you don't need it to be a doctor or a nurse to make a difference here. If you've got people in your life you care about, you can make the difference in whether they get vaccinated or not. So have a conversation with them. If they want information, help them get information. If they want help finding a place to get vaccinated, now it's really easy. You can go to vaccines.gov, just put in your zip code, and then you can find places near you where you can get vaccinated. You can also text a number. You can text the equivalent of get vax, and you text your zip code to that number, and boom, you can get three places right near you where you can get vaccinated. Or if you want to do it in Spanish, it's vacuna, those six letters translated to digits. Text your zip code, and you'll get three places near you. So these are two simple things you can do. Get vaccinated and talk to your family and friends to help them get vaccinated. If we do that, what will happen in this country likely is what we're seeing now in Israel. Israel hit an interesting threshold. Now they're near 60% of their population vaccinated. And they have seen a dramatic drop across the country in infections. And now, as a result, they're able to open up more and more activities in their country. They're starting to get back to normal. That's what could happen here if we get more people vaccinated. That's how we can protect our community.
Hey, Dr. Murthy, hold on right there. We're going to take a break. We're coming back. We got more with the Surgeon General right after this, folks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back, and our special guest this morning is the 21st Surgeon General of the United States, and we're talking about the vaccination. So let me ask you this. To the person that's wanting to say something to their family members or friends to convince them of this vaccination, what would you consider the top selling points they might mention?
Well, here's what I would say. You know, first of all, like, we should, if people have questions, we should be really thoughtful about it, not judge people or make them feel bad, you know, about the questions they have. Like, we don't know why people have the questions they do. Some people have had a really bad experience with the healthcare system. Other people may have seen misinformation online, but not know if it's true or not. And so the first thing I do is go in there and listen first before we judge. The second thing I would do is to remind people that, again, over 150 million people have got this, and we're seeing it. It's still a really good side effect profile, and we're seeing that it's really effective in dropping deaths. And the last thing I tell them is that, remember, 90% of doctors have either gotten vaccinated or are planning to. These are the people that we go and see about our health, the people we trust. They trust and believe in this vaccine. They're getting it themselves. And that's why, you know, I think one more reason why we can trust in it. And finally, just remember this, that what we all want, all of us, is we want to turn this pandemic around. We want to protect ourselves, the people we love. We want to get back to doing the things we love doing as well, getting together with friends, getting back to school and work, being able to go out to a ball game and not worry about getting sick. The fastest way for us to do that is to get vaccinated. And Steve, I want to just share one last thought with you, you know, just a broader thought overall, which is, you know, I know you can read the headlines on the paper sometimes and feel really down about where we are right now with this pandemic. It's been going on for over a year. It's turned people's lives upside down. A lot of us are just tired. You know, I feel that too at times, just kind of exasperated, you know, with just how taxing this whole experience has been. But I do want people to know that this pandemic will end, that we will get back to our way of life. The sooner we get vaccinated, the faster that will happen. But what I hope we don't ever forget is what I believe is one of the greatest lessons of this pandemic, which is that we need each other, that we can't get through this pandemic alone. COVID has reminded us that, look, as much as we might, you know, share stories about people building companies on their own or doing extraordinary things or athletes who lead their team to success, real life is more about what people do together. It's about how they support one another in their journeys. And right now, there are a lot of people out there who are struggling. Maybe they lost a job. Maybe they lost a loved one. Maybe they're worried about their kid's future. And this is a time where we need to reach out and help one another, because it is in serving other people that we will find our healing as well. And the government can help, but turning this pandemic around, helping our communities heal, it's going to take all of us standing up, looking out for one another, supporting one another. That's how we not only get through this pandemic, but how we come out on the other side stronger than even before this pandemic began.
Okay, hey, this is great information. Can you sit tight for us, Dr. Murthy? We got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll close out with the Surgeon General right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back, everybody, and our special guest is Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Murthy. And we're discussing the vaccination, the pandemic. In our lifetime, none of us have faced anything like this, and it has cost so many people so many precious lives. And, you know, I mean, all of us want it to end. We are exhausted. You know, I'm tired of these masks. I'm tired of...
Yeah.
Places not being open. I mean, you're exhausted from it, but there's light at the end of the tunnel, finally. And I mean, really appreciate the efforts of the Biden-Harris presidency. They really came in with a real effort to get this thing curtailed, and I appreciate the efforts they've made in getting the country vaccinated. And thank you, sir, for sharing your thoughts with us and what we're doing, and we're on top of it. And if I don't know this, this probably ain't gonna solve the problem, but in my own little way, my contribution to this whole thing is, if you ain't vaccinated, don't bring your ass around me. And I just wanted to say that from all the depth in my heart. Well, Dr. Murphy, he need help. Every little bit helps. And, you know, if you can make a small contribution in your own way, maybe you have a way that you wanna lend yourself to it, you know. You know, vaccinate or hibernate. You know, whatever you want to do. Pick something. Pick something.
Doctor, we apologize for our feelings.
Fits well with you.
And no apologies needed. You know. Everyone's got to do their part.
That's a good one to apologize. I apologize, but I don't care for sick-ass people. You know, I'm coming up with several things.
You're on the wrong.
To just contribute. You know what I'm saying? I just don't care for sick-ass people. Vaccinate or hibernate. Yeah. You know, what you want to do, you know. Yeah. Or, you know, it's just, I got more, but I won't share them with you now. But if you need any help with a campaign slogan, call your man Steve Harvey, and I'll have a whole lot of very catchy phrases that, you know.
Do you think Dr. Murphy's mother would approve, Steve?
Yeah, she's a big fan. I understand. She watches Family
she's
Feud all the time.
She's a huge Steve Harvey fan. You know, I don't think he could do wrong in her eyes.
Yeah. So,
listen,
Doctor,
I think what you said is right. That we need everyone to step up and to do their part in their own ways. You know, like each of us, the thing is, it's easy to feel like you don't have power today in society, but each of us have people who trust us and who listen to us. And if we turn on and have a conversation with them, you never know if that's the conversation that's going to change someone's mind and help save their life. And that's what, if we all do that for the people in our life, I have no doubt that we will get our country vaccinated and that we will protect our communities and we will end this pandemic.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, sir.
Well, doctor, thank you so much. And one last slogan. Just to consider,
on the way out.
You know.
Sorry again, Dr. Murthy.
You know, needles is scary. It might cause you to cry. Uh-huh. But at least if you get it, your ass won't die. Thank you. That's the new T-shirt. I'll be putting that one out. And then we'll put the Surgeon General across the bottom of that.
And with the word boom.
Yeah.
Steve, I think that one's going to sell.
Dr. Murthy, thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to speak with you and the whole team. Thank you all for what you're doing to help
great
get
job.
People to be right
yeah.
in there.
So, you know, we just crazy. Doing our part. You know, you got to help people.
You know, she got some more work. Slogans. Listen to
uh-huh, you know, I know. Came up in here. I'm all morning. I'm gonna be coming up with slogans to help you get vaccinated.
My favorite, you know, so far though is vaccinate or hibernate. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, catchy. Either do that.
You
know,
Steve, one last thing I would just share. With you.
No.
If you're, I'm still here, actually, as it turns out. I'm okay. Like, hanging up.
Genius.
What am I supposed to do here?
David,
I thought you was going.
I will hang up. Hey, I'm still here. But one thing I was just gonna say is, if you're serious actually about wanting to potentially do more, we're trying to work on some creative ideas for things that we could do that would be fun and interesting and also reach the community. Yeah. Well, I would love to just brainstorm some things that we could potentially do together down the line.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you, sir.
Sounds good.
All right, coming up next, it is The Nephew with the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.